This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot. All these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Wednesday, 27 March, year of our Lord, 2024. It's Holy Week here in the War Room. We got a lot of special programming we're going to be getting to, but I want to go to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and Lou Murray. Lou, you're outside. I guess you're outside the state capitol today. What's going on?
Yeah, we're taking an early lunch break. We've got about 25 people out here. The state budget is in complete disarray. They're laying off teachers in four of our biggest school systems, and they want to spend another $2 billion on putting up illegal aliens in the hotels. Massachusetts is a right to shelter state. 3 weeks ago, when I was on your program, I quoted a number from the immigration court of 255,000 illegal immigrants in the last 36 months registering with the Boston court to change their parole status. 3 weeks later, Steve, do you know what that number is? 288,000. We have a giant housing crisis. We have all kinds of issues. And this woke legislature just keeps giving money, free food, free laundry, free transportation to these immigrants. And it's people are fed up.
They're actually illegal alien invaders. Thank you. Let's get the nomenclature. But Lou, hang on. Are the people in Massachusetts waking up to the fact that now it's starting to impact their lived experience? Was the education of their kids, their health care, their communities? The poor folks down in Roxbury had their community center taken away from them and told to go out to the white suburbs, take their kids out there. Are people waking to that?
They are waking up, Steve. You know, two things that happened here in Massachusetts. They didn't want to repeat the mistakes of Chicago. So they took all the black activists, all the layabout reverends, and all of the failed black politicians, and they put them all on the payroll at the shelter. And those people, their job is steam control. You've often referenced the Mau Mau and the flycatcher, and that's exactly what's going on in this city. But you know what happened today is that with the collapse of the bridge in Baltimore, our wonderful communist governor, Maura Healey, announced that in order to finance the new bridges over the Cape Cod Canal, which a lot of your viewers and listeners would be familiar with from vacationing in Cape Cod, she's going to put tolls to get to Cape Cod, which is absolutely going to cripple the commuters and the blue-collar people that live on Cape Cod and come into Boston every day for work.
Lou, how can people follow up on this? How can they get? I want to make sure we get a picture of our the team that's out there. But how can people follow up and learn more about this?
Follow us. We're going live on Twitter after this interview, and the climate protesters are showing up in about a half an hour, so that ought to be interesting. But let me show you all the signs, and everybody has a message for everybody in the war room. Okay. You guys ready?
Action!
All right, Steve. Thanks a lot.
Great. You guys, and you're going to go up. Where on Twitter Live can people see this? Lou, where can they go on Twitter Live?
Lewis L. Murray, JR1. At Lewis L. Murray, JR1.
Okay, fine. Thank you, brother. Keep fighting. Action, action, action. We're going on offense. Chicago, Massachusetts, New York City. President Trump thinks he can take New York. I think he can take New York, too. People are tired of this. It's outrageous. Like I said, today at 5, we got two. We got Epoch Times. Joshua Phillips is going to join us. And we got Darren Beatty. He's got an amazing piece up in the up on Revolver. One is to talk about squatters. Another big piece in the New York Post this morning that one of these illegal alien invaders that they waved through and gave the parole to is on TikTok. He's telling people right now how not only how to get in the country, but how to be a squatter, how to take over people's homes. They've allowed invaders into the country. This is Obama's how they're going to transform America. They're doing it. And if you're not prepared to stand the breach and stop it, Trump's doing all he can. He's doing all he can. I don't know what we can ask the guy to do more. Have you ever noticed it's like 24 hours a day with this guy that he's either in a courtroom somewhere that using election interference or he's on the campaign trail? And these speeches he's given, when he stands up there for an hour or longer, you guys, a lot of you guys have been to see my speeches. I do these 10-minute things or thing. I'm wasted. You're like, boom, you got to get jacked up and all the adrenaline starts rushing. And look at Trump. He's 70-some years old. He's up there every day. It's 7 days a week, 18 or 20 hours a day. We've put enough burden on him. He's carrying his load, okay? He's carrying his load. You know, he's the type of starter on a sports team that wants the ball when the game's on the line, right? You can depend on him. He wants the ball. Doesn't shy away from him. He wants the ball. He's got the ball now, and he's doing it. He can't do anymore. He's going to continue to pound, but everybody's got to pitch in now, and it's not about resources. It's not about giving money. This is about getting on with it. This is about pulling together volunteers. This is about not allowing them to steal this election, because that's the only way they can win. They hate when I say that. Oh, he's so terrible. Hey, well, I've got empirical evidence how he stole the last one, okay? And the American people, remember, with no media outlets whatsoever, 63% of Republican primary voters in Ohio, and that's uniform if you talk to the pollsters across the board, about two-thirds of Republicans at minimum, know that Joe Biden's illegitimate. We've never had that situation before in the history of the country. There have been contested elections, but at the end it got worked out, and nobody questioned the legitimacy. The reason we had a civil war was because Lincoln, although only got a minority of the popular vote, had a big win in the Electoral College, and that's where they said, okay, let's get on with this now. This is illegitimate. It's never happened before. And all these people, election's about the future. You got to stop talking about it. No. You're not going to have a future until you resolve that. Yes, they're two diametrically opposed programs. You can see the programs. Trump talks about it all the time in his speeches, in these videos. And we have people on here every other day talking about his policies. The policies of Donald Trump restore America to her greatness. And we had the empirical evidence of 3 years of it, and before we hit with a bioweapon, and he didn't do too shabby a job in that, with one or two exceptions. But the 3 years when he had open runway were magnificent, particularly magnificent to working people. Why do you think working class Democrats and African Americans, why are they listening to it? I think it's the Daily Beast has a huge article, huge piece up that Biden's setting a trap. They're setting a trap. Here's what the trap is. They've raised $2 billion, and they want to break the nostalgia, their word, not mine, the nostalgia for Trump's term. Because people look back at it and say, hey, the world was safe, and we were prosperous. And that's all I ask of a guy in the White House, you know. Give me peace and prosperity. Stay out of my business and let our family get on with it, right? Don't continue to be attacking the family. Don't be attacking the kids. Don't be trying to cause disruption. Get a set of economic policies that puts people that are trying to destroy us economically on notice and puts tariffs and backs them off, right? Allow our economy to thrive, our citizens to thrive, and therefore our people that we're allied with and have trade deals with, they'll thrive also. okay, and stare down the mullahs in Persia, the KGB in Moscow, and the grand devil of it all, the murderous dictatorship in Beijing. Oh, by the way, you've got hundreds of businessmen over there kowtowing. It's not enough that they could go to San Francisco and raise their champagne flutes and say how great she is and how what a wonderful guy he is and how terrific and can't we be in business? No, they gotta go to Beijing to kowtow. And now they're telling them, hey, this is a little harder now because you've got guys like War Room and the Committee on the Present Danger and many others that are saying, hey, why are we putting money into Nazi Germany in the 1930s? Why are you doing that? And calling people out, so they're saying, hey, it's a lot harder for us. They're saying maybe you're uninvestable, right? But we got to figure it out. They're over the kowtowing right now. You didn't get that under Trump. Think about it. Do not lose this for us, particularly as we're coming up on the mid-April start of this trial in New York. They want Trump in prison. Peter Navarro, one of the finest men I've ever met, a selfless individual, never puts himself first, never out even thinking of how he makes money, always puts the country first, always puts MAGA first, always puts the Trump movement first, always puts President Trump first. He's in prison. Dr. Navarro, as decent and good a man as you could possibly get, he's in prison for defying Nancy Pelosi in the J6 thing, which we know is a total farce. In the gutless Republicans in the House, who are so afraid of everything in the fetal position. It's so hard. We only control 1/9, 1/50, 1/100 of the government. No, you don't. But they got Loudermilk, who's doing a good job, but he's a backbencher, right? He's not going to get any headlines. He's not going to drive the narrative, as we say. Good man, but he's not going to drive the narrative. So we know that thing's totally rigged. Totally rigged. So Morning Mika and Richard Haass and all you great thinkers, right? Understand one thing. We are relentless in this. If you can't stop us in the first couple of years when you took power, when you debanked us and deplatformed us and got all these charges and, drove everybody to bankruptcy and try to take their companies and try to, bury them with legal. If you couldn't get it done then, you ain't going to get it done now. You missed your shot. And why'd you miss your shot? Because the MAGA movement is resilient. I know it's a word you guys love, resilience. Well, you want to see living resilience? You want to see resilience? It's this movement and a guy named Donald J. Trump. Here's what resilience is. You can take a punch and then you can deliver one. Well, we're going to deliver a punch, okay? And that's what you guys are afraid of. You know why they're so afraid? You know why they're so panicked? Because they understand what their crimes have been. Can you imagine a hammer like Mike Davis and get Jeff Clark and other guys around him going and getting a special prosecutor under him and letting him off the chain on this? Do you understand how many sleepless nights these people will have? Where they're going to have some sleepless nights. And hey, Obama, got to understand, you've thrown down now. Hey, it's been exposed. We've said this for a long time, but the New York Times paper record, Katie Rogers, has come out with it. You're all in on this. Okay, that's fine. So we got to take on Obama. Why not? He beat Clinton. He beat Biden, although we allowed it to be stolen. We did. You won the deal, didn't close the deal. That's on us because we know they were going to steal it. It was obvious. Why was it obvious? Not Raheem Kassam or Bill McGinley or Steve Bannon. No, we were just repeating what Mark Elias told us, the Transition Integrity Project. They told us how they were going to steal it. They told us how they were going to steal it, and they stole it. Did I mention they stole the 2020 election? Have I mentioned that yet? I'm not going to get off it. You can't get off it. If you get off it, you're surrendering. Who told me that? Maggie Haberman and Jonathan Swan in their article. It's the reason Trump, it's the foundational moment. It's the origin story of this resurgent was Trump not agreeing to what the establishment wanted him to do in January 2021. He said, hell no, I'm not going to do that. You know why? Because I won that election and they stole it and we're going to come back and we're going to win and we're going to prove it. And after we prove it, people are going to be held accountable for everything they've done to this country, from the invasion to what they've done internationally, who they've sold us out to, the money they've taken, all of it. And it ain't going to be like Comer and Jordan running this thing. You're going to have adults run it. Short break. Back in a moment. The so-called financial experts thought we were in the clear. They were anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year, and then the inflation data came out higher than expected. Friends, this isn't going away. It can't. The U.S. is $34 trillion plus in the hole, and yet we keep printing money, which pushes the prices you pay every day even higher. So you can either bury your head in the sand or you can do something about it. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. Gold is your hedge against inflation, and Birch Gold makes it easy to own. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and you don't pay a penny out of pocket. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. Then talk to a precious metals specialist on how to protect your savings from persistent inflation with gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898. Do it today. Action, action, action.
No, and I don't think that he necessarily will, given his demeanor. And, you know, I mean, you know, the caveat here is, of course, you know, we've all seen the polls. We know how the Republican grassroots is rallying around Donald Trump, that he has complete control over the party and the RNC. But I do think it is notable when you look at the number of United States senators now who are saying that they're not going to vote for Donald Trump. You have Lisa Murkowski being the latest. You have Todd Young, Bill Cassidy, Mike Rounds declined to say that he was going to vote for him. And then you add in Mitt Romney. And one of the questions I think people, you know, should ponder for a moment. I mean, imagine if this was the Democratic Party, if this many members of the U.S. Senate were saying, yeah, well, you know, we're not going to support Joe Biden's bid for reelection. But the larger frame, though, is you look at the fact that I don't know in American history when this many leading members of the party, including his former vice president, including his former chiefs of staff, have come out publicly and said, we work with him, we've seen him up close, and we're not supporting him again. As far as I can tell, the only living Republican nominee for president or vice president in this century that is supporting Donald Trump is Sarah Palin. Everybody else is out, whether you're talking about Dick Cheney, whether you're talking about George Bush, whether you're talking about Mitt Romney or Paul Ryan. None of them have lined up. I don't think there's any parallel in American history. So while on one level, Donald Trump has complete control of the Republican Party, there are these cracks, and the Biden campaign is beginning to exploit this.
Right. Well, you're exactly right, John. Over the past few weeks, Trump advisors have been asking current and potential employees at the RNC what their views are of fraud surrounding the 2020 election. And essentially, was the election stolen? And that's according to sources familiar with the interview questions. And they told me that they viewed it as an apparent litmus test for potentially being hired. And some of these people also described it as unusual for a job interview question. And of course, it seems to the impression they had is that it seems to be, are they questioning their loyalty to Donald Trump? Now, this new hiring question comes shortly after the Trump campaign and the RNC effectively merged their operations. According to my conversations with Trump campaign advisors, as well as RNC officials, they essentially argue that they are now operating as one and the same. And I do want to just read for you what a RNC spokeswoman, but and also a Trump spokeswoman, she operates as well on both sides of this, told us regarding this reporting. She said, quote, candidates who worked on the front line in battleground states or are currently in states where fraud allegations have been prevalent were asked about their work experience. We want experienced staff with meaningful views on how elections are won and lost and real experience-based opinions about what happens in the trenches. And that is from Danielle Alvarez, again, a RNC spokesperson, as well as a Trump spokesperson. And I do just want to take a step back here and give you some context around this, John. This comes as the RNC, one of their key focuses ahead of the 2024 election is going to be on what they call election integrity and really focusing on potential claims of fraud in the upcoming election. Now, we know that Donald Trump, one of his key issues with the RNC over the past few years is that he did not like the way that they handled his false claims of fraud surrounding the 2020 election.
Notice they just put in their false claims. Have they ever gone through how their false claims? No. They ever looked at the mathematics? No. They ever looked at all the analysis? No. They looked at the mathematical impossibility of Biden winning? No. Just right there. Of course, it's not a litmus test. It's a test of it's a reality check. If you're going to work at the RNC and you want a job at the RNC, even as a volunteer, if you don't believe the 2020 election was stolen, then what are you doing? That is just understanding reality. See what you see. Of course, Laura Trump should be doing this. That is why the whole thing got broomed. And quite frankly, her last comment, President Trump wasn't happy. Well, hey, we should have got rid of Ronna McDaniel a long time ago. And I'm not saying War Room is right, because I would never do that. Right? I would never do that. However, she coughed him up. She betrayed him in the first 30 seconds or 60 seconds of the interview. I'm going to tell my staff, we're going to produce here as I'm on the show, because, I'm going a little bit solo today. I kind of like this. I want to pull the Jim Jordan 60 Minutes clip. Can you get that ready for me, Denver, and my own crack production team here in the room? Thank you. It's about understanding this. It's about, look, this is one of the great things of Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell has dedicated his life to that. Now, look, I'm not 100% where those guys are in the machines, but hey, I do know that they're way too complicated for what they do, and there's a lot of squirrely things in there, and the Democrats hated them for all these reasons until all of a sudden they started winning, and next thing you know, they don't want to talk about it. But I can tell you the old-fashioned way. The old-fashioned way is the mail-in ballots under COVID, breaking all those state laws, and the voter rolls. And the voter rolls have only gotten worse, and hey, they're going to get a lot worse. Do you think for a second, do you believe that they've invited in and exacerbated the invasion on this in the country of at least 10 million, a minimum of 10? Think about that, 10 million. Good God almighty, if the founders came back, what they would think of us. If President Lincoln and the crowd came back, if the team of rivals, if you had Seward and Chase, and you had particularly Stanton, you had Seward and Stanton and Lincoln, and you had to, and you explained to them, we allow 10 million illegal alien invaders into this country. They could be, it's incomprehensible. If you had told them then, hey, by the way, in 100 and some years, we're going to, and when the country is, going to start, we're turning around and being turned back to the people and a populist movement and a nationalist movement, because Lincoln was a nationalist. Look, I come from the South, but he was a nationalist, one of the strongest nationalist presidents we've ever had. And you told him we allowed in 10 million invaders, right? After everything is done, all the sacrifice been done for this country, everything been done for her sovereignty, her territorial integrity, the empowerment of her people. We let in 10 million invaders. I think they'd look at each other and say, what are we doing this for? What is this all about? If you're just going to destroy the country later, why are we doing this if you're going to destroy the country? Those are tough guys. It's like the revolutionary generation. You think the revolutionary generation, the odds they had against the British Empire. Remember, the British Empire was just in the takeoff stage. They were just sorting it out in India. They had India and the United States of America. They had India and the continental power that the U.S. is going to be. They had that right in their hands. Oh, by the way, and throw in Canada, because General Wolfe won up on the Plains of Abraham. They had Canada, too. They had essentially all North America, and they were about to close on India with other things in between, the choke points and the Mahan strategy and all that. But think about that. And our revolutionary generation said, no, we don't want a worthless landed aristocracy, right? And we certainly don't want the monopolistic power of things like the East India Company. We don't want that. We don't want the crown calling the shots and Parliament having a little bit to say so here. On the mark, but the crown and the apparatus over there calling the shots, we'd rather take our own chances. Think about, you talk to them about what we've allowed happen and what they've done. And if you don't think for a second that they're going to try to flood the zone, particularly in these cities in Chicago and New York, to offset the revolt they're having right now in upstate New York and the Hudson Valley and Long Island, the revolt they're having in downstate Illinois and in the suburbs, and with African-Americans and the Hispanic citizens who are had a belly full of this in the city, they're going to try to offset it with illegal aliens. So you're right. We're calling you out right now. We understand you can't beat Trump in a fair and square matchup on ideas, because now people can see, oh, I know what Trump did, and I see what you did. The other thing that Trump doesn't get credit for, and they don't talk about enough, we talk about debt all the time. Trump had a $4.5 trillion, they had balance sheet of $4.5 trillion over the Treasury that had been done to juice the system, to provide liquidity into the financial institutions. Obama had done that, and even Obama questioned it. This was Geithner and Bernanke in that crowd, Geithner and Bernanke, to save, this was the consolidation of wealth and power in this nation, the greatest in history, because they bailed out Wall Street. They bailed out the elites in this country. They bailed out the asset holders and had the little guy pay for it. Trump and Janet Yellen's the Fed chair. Hey, I thought she was fine. I said at the time it came with Powell, I said, I don't know. She's done a pretty good job. She took $1 trillion off. Trump never gets credit for that. You talk about headwinds. They took liquidity out of the market of $900 billion, quantitative tightening, which they keep talking about they're going to do here eventually, but she did it. Trump still had over 3% kind of growth with wages coming up. Working class people remember that. They call it the nostalgia. Daily Beast got the story that $2 billion is to sit there and they're going to try to break, oh, Trump wasn't that good. It wasn't that great, right? 4 years ago, you had the pandemic. You know, they're wandering around. No, they're all in. And here's why they're all in. They understand their crimes. We will hold them accountable for their crimes, all of them. The administrative state, the deep state, all of them. We will be relentless in that. And they know that. They understand it. You see the look of Richard Haass and these guys, how nervous they are. Look how nervous they are. Do you see anybody in MAGA, anybody coming, we're nervous? No. Determined, focused, a little ornery. We're not nervous. We got this. We got this because we know how they're going to steal it. And we know Trump's message is a message that brings people together. That unifies peace and pride. Hey, I got one for you. How about this? We're going to toss it out. It's a new idea, peace and prosperity. Think people relate to that versus this chaos they've got now? You think the lived experience of people right now, does it resonate? Does it feel like peace and prosperity? Don't ask me. Look at the folks Ben Burkholm was with in Chicago. Look at what's happening in New York. Eric Adams on the day babbling on some press conference over on Fox picked it up, babbling about, oh, we're losing the infrastructure of our law enforcement. Yo, because you're an incompetent buffoon anarchist. Short break. Birchgold.com. How do you personally make sure that you're covered with all this turbulence? One way is gold. Birchgold.com, Philip Patrian team. Promo code Bannon. This is one of the most turbulent times in American history. And guess what, folks? It's only going to get more turbulent. Yep. Short break. Back in a moment. Who can you trust? Government leaders repeatedly fail us. Self-appointed experts have led us astray. Distrust in so-called authorities is spreading like a bad cold. We can't quite shake it, but you are not as powerless as they'd like you to believe. When there's no one to depend on, it's time to rely and depend on yourself. Not sure where to start? Well, try this. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Grab a 4-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply for just $60 off. Think about that. $60 off right now. My Patriot Supply has helped millions of American families reach self-reliance. I want you to think about that. Reach self-reliance. These food kits offer meals, drinks, and snacks that provide over 2,000 calories every single day, sealed inside heavy-duty packaging that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and protect your future with as many kits as you need. These kits ship fast, free, and arrive in unmarked boxes. With My Patriot Supply, when you order by 3 p.m., your food kits will ship the same day. Save $60 per kit. That is $60 per kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. Take action. Use your agency. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
So, look, they've got lawfare. They have lawfare, and they have the cash. And they're raising it from all the donors. They're raising it from the lords of easy money on Wall Street. They're raising it from the corporate interests. And they're raising it particularly from Silicon Valley. That's the pincer move. Daily Beast lays out how they're going to set a trap and break the nostalgia for Trump's era. The thing on lawfare is what we've been saying is that in the New York Times exposed today, this is a deeply reported story. It's a deeply reported story. And the reason New York Times is doing it, it's out everywhere. If you're in D.C. or if you're in, the inside, people know this. So they want to break it and put a happy face on it. They also want to reinforce out there their troops who are nervous. And don't buy the closing of the gap in these states with the polling has just come out here recently. Trump is ahead in basically every battleground state. And more importantly, the coalition they've had has come apart. The under 35-year-olds, the African-Americans, the Hispanic, or the African-American men, not women, African-American men and Hispanic, and particularly Hispanic men. That coalition is coming apart. And Biden hasn't been able to put together a coalition. So that's why they're rolling out Obama as the Obama's going to, they're going to kick off this big joint effort is going to come out. I think, is it this Thursday? I think they're going to do it Thursday. They're going to do a joint thing and that's going to kick it off. Because Obama's warned this guy, you're not doing it. You're not, Trump is crushing you. And of course, Biden wasn't on the uptake about this at all. So it's absolutely incredible, but they've now put it out there. New York Times has got it. And this goes back to the Colangelo. The Justice Department under Merrick Garland has been all over this. This is all the Jack Smith, who you had Grinnell on here talking about what Jack Smith had done in the international court down in the Balkans to break every law, every tradition, every custom. I'm not saying there weren't some bad actors down there. The whole thing in the Balkans, you can never figure out who's on what side. Hey, trust me, for time immemorial. It's all double dealing all the time. But Jack Smith's over there, and he was a nightmare over the international court. They got him because they understand he doesn't go by any rule of law here in the United States. They got the funny Wilson. That's a joke. The documents, it's a joke because they let Biden off for something much more egregious. And they seconded Colangelo. And the tell is the judge doesn't want anybody to talk about it. He particularly doesn't want anybody on Colangelo. Colangelo is the key. Yes, they know Trump's going to say things about Stormy Daniels and all that. That's just normal course of business, but they don't want anybody to make the connection. Oh, another prosecutor. He's not another prosecutor. He's DOJ's prosecutor on this. And that has to be identified to the American people. We owe it to the American people. They know what the scam is here. They understand what the scam is. And today in the New York Times, they lay it out. Because they're in panic mode. They understand the implications of the article you have to embrace. The implication of the article is they know they stole it in 2020. And they don't have that kind of right environment to do it like they did before with just the mail-in ballots and the rigged and the unclean voter rolls. They're in panic mode. Look at the fear in their eyes around Morning Mika. Look at Morning Mika. She could barely, her inflections are even weirder than they normally are. They're nervous. They're scared because they understand that the Trump coalition is coming together and expanding. Of course, they say, oh, no, you're losing Nikki Haley. You're losing this. The Republicans are really Republicans will vote for you in the end. Okay, you may not turn them out. You might not turn out all of them. And of course, all those elites you see on TV, they're going to be working against you nonstop. They're going to be working against you nonstop. But that's okay, because how many votes is that really going to be? Versus expanding the coalition to the African-American and Hispanic and Asian. And it's a twofer. If they vote for Trump, that's a twofer. All you have to do is make sure they understand what reality is, their lived experience, and they don't show up. This was in 16. You may not be willing to vote for Donald Trump yet, but what the hell you got to lose if you just don't vote for Hillary? That's what happened in Pennsylvania, in Detroit and Milwaukee, throughout just a couple of random places, that, oops, of one of the reasons how we won Wisconsin and how we won in Michigan and how we won in Pennsylvania, that the African-American community just had had a belly full of the Clintons and their lies. That's what this is going to get down to. It's going to be a tough fight. You don't think it's going to be a tough fight? You wait till you start seeing in April what happens with President Trump. Up there every day. They're plotting and planning on this. They're coming at him as hard as possible. So we're going to have to stand in the breach. We've got to. We've got this. And we stand in the breach and we shut down. And I'm so proud of Laura Trump asking that question. Hey, tell me about the 2020 election. What do you think? You give the play. I tell you who's not going to get a job. Here's who's not going to get a job at the RNC. I'm about to play a interview for an RNC position. And you tell me if we should hire this guy or not. Can we go ahead and hit it? Okay, it's Jim Jordan. Come on, man. Get the humor here. God, what a slow crowd. Let's play it.
Well, what about this idea that the 2020 election was stolen? You think that these companies should allow people to say that, and individuals can make up their own mind, and that there should be...
I think the American people are smart. Look, I've not said that. What I've said is there were concerns about the 2020 election. I think Americans agree with that.
No, they don't.
You don't think they think there were concerns with the 2020 election?
Most people don't question the result. That's all I'm saying. They don't question whether... Enough. Biden won or not. Right? Right. Most people don't question the outcome.
Right.
Okay, Leslie Stahl's not the hardest interviewer. I mean, come on. At the top of her game, she wasn't that good. And she's not at the top of her game, let's say, politely. No, Jim Jordan, upon further review, you're not going to get a job at Laura Trump's. Now that Laura Trump's running the Human Resources Department at the RNC, you are not hired, sir. You need to go back. You need to go back. Most people don't question. What do you mean most people don't question? I think there's even 30% of the Democrats. What do you mean most people don't question? 50% of the nation, 40% I think of independents, almost 2/3 of Republican registered vote, people that come out and vote. What do you mean most people? That's just a bald-faced lie. And right there, this is why you have to be on the attack. When they put a question like, you get the metaphorical information warfare shotgun and give her an information warfare shotgun blast of facts and details. Do you wonder why, have you ever wondered why we're not going to have an impeachment, that we're actually not going to get to impeachment vote? I submit to you Exhibit A. And he's a good man. But we need tough men and women. We need focused men and women. We understand this is not between two political parties anymore. This is about two fundamental philosophies about how this nation should be governed. I would submit that we are the ones that have been bequeathed a constitutional republic from the revolutionary generation, and that is what we're trying to restore. I think it's captured in a phrase I've heard before, make America great again. Okay, you have that. First, you have what you've got. Invasions, wars, the rumors of war, spending out of control, burying you every day, not going to get better. You got their anarchy of chaos, or you've got Trump's stability, peace and prosperity. That's what this is about. And they're going to do everything to try to chop block that and to obfuscate it. And that's what we have to keep hammering every day. Or we're not going to have a republic. We're not going to have a country. You barely have a country now. What I'm really proud of is some of the brands we're launching and some of the people we're working with, some of these people, particularly people who have been dedicated Trump people. Catherine O'Neill's with me. Catherine, I think, is the only person, 16 campaign, White House, State Department, in the administration, 20 campaign, a real warrior, was going to stick with it. And I just recommended, I said, hey, we need entrepreneurs out there. And she went out in Wyoming, where her family's got a history, has created just an incredible company. Tell us what you got for us today. We're most interested. We love your background, love your history, but people are most interested in the deals they got on Holy Week. What do you got for us, Catherine?
Absolutely, Steve. Thanks for having me back on. And I just want to comment on Jim Jordan's answer. That's the reason why I decided against running for Congress, because it's weak people like that are not able to answer correctly and tell the truth. And I believe, Steve, the future is for fighters, And that's why I'm out here in Wyoming fighting every single day to make sure that our food supply chain is secure and to offer you guys a clean and healthy product while companies like Tyson Foods and JBS are trying to push this radical environmentalism and feed us termites. And so that's what we're doing at Meriwether Farms every day, day in, day out. We have some new products up. As always, we offer first come, first serve, but typically that's taken up by the War Room Posse. I think, Steve, we're now a concierge beef service for the War Room Posse, which I'm totally okay with because we want to prioritize great Americans who want a great product. So check out the new stuff we have up. We're doing some pre-orders for some of the more popular items. And, you know, we want to offer a variety of things for every price point, keep our prices competitive, affordable. So that's what we're doing out in Wyoming.
I love the fact of what you guys are doing. It's incredible. And the stick-to-itiveness and tenacity to do this makes us all proud here of what you're accomplished out there. And this is what this new generation of entrepreneurs, and we're seeing it, building alternatives to companies that hate the values of this audience. One more time, I just want to make sure people go to your website, get all the information, make contact with you, get to know more about you. Yeah. Where do they go?
Absolutely. Go to www.meriwetherfarms.com. And as always, if there's something that you don't see up there, if there's any way that we can help you as a company, I have an amazing team. Send us an email and see how we can help you. But, you know, just visit our site now, because we, as you know, are always sold out. So we like to make sure that the War Room Posse gets first dibs on everything.
Catherine O'Neill, you're a fighter and you're fighting for your company. It's fantastic. Keep on. Fight on, ma'am.
Thanks, Steve. Have a great day.
I love seeing this. She was one of the, she went over to the State Department, and let's say this, had quite a run. They were not ecstatic that Catherine O'Neill was there. And this is what's going to happen this time. In fact, this time we're much better prepared, because you've got, whether it's Heritage or whether it's Russ Vogt or whether it's all these folks, you've got a massive effort right now to train people up, to take these training courses, and get inside and to make sure you're there with, to understand, you know, subject matter experts, the verticals. This is the 3,000 that will hit the deck plates running. And that the administration this time, President Trump's administration, will be all, they'll hit the deck plates running. So by January, when the inauguration comes around, you're going to have 3,000 people on what they call the landing teams and the beachhead teams. You're going to have people ready to go, ready to pour in there and turn things around. Absolutely. It's happening right now. That's why they feared. That's where they know they've got to do anything to stop Trump. Anything to stop Trump. About this alternative economy, go to, make sure you go to Public Square. They've got the name now. It used to be Public SU. PublicSquare.com. Michael Seifert and the team, they've done an incredible job of making sure tens of thousands of companies that support your values are listed. PublicSquare.com. Go there today and check it out. It's all free. I want to warn you of a huge change that could be coming to our money and our bank accounts. First, think back to 9/11. Shortly after, the government pushed through the Patriot Act. This gave the government power to spy on innocent Americans by monitoring our phone and email and tracking our movement across the internet. Now, Jim Rickards, editor of the independent financial newsletter Strategic Intelligence and New York Times bestselling author, is warning about a coming event that could elevate this governmental surveillance to a terrifying new level. In fact, some of the guests I've had on the War Room believe that the government will soon expand their powers to track our every move. If we say the wrong things on social media, donate to the wrong causes, buy firearms, or even vote MAGA, the government may be able to shut us out of our bank accounts. I can't say for sure if this will happen, but it's an interesting and dire warning. Fortunately, Jim Rickards, an American patriot and friend of mine, has made it his mission to educate us on what he believes is coming and how to protect yourself from the possibility of programmable money. Watch Jim's warning video now before it's censored like I've been in the past. Go to RickardsWarRoom.com. That's RickardsWarRoom.com now to see the video.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Okay. At 5 o'clock tonight, like I said, Josh Phillips from Epoch Times is going to join us. Darren Beatty, we're going to have a lot to report. It's going to be because there's obviously so much going on. I'm going to get more back into capital markets. I think tomorrow is a lot of things we're going to go through. And I think it will give you some insight of where this economy is going and what's happening here, particularly to the bottom 50 or 60% in the country, which is pretty outrageous. What they're doing is they're structuring it so if they're doing certain things or will do certain things financially with the Fed and Treasury combined that I'll walk you through that will structurally make it quite tough for President Trump to actually implement everything he wants to implement starting in 2025. There's a big, I think Yahoo Finance today talks about a $6 trillion difference in taxes and other obligations under Biden and Trump, and that Trump's for the wealthy and Biden's for the poor. It couldn't be. It is 180 out from that. And we'll be able to go through and work that out. Obviously, in turbulent times, one thing we're very proud of having a sponsor is My Patriot Supply. And we strongly recommend that over this holiday season, over Holy Week, with the end of Lent and Resurrection Sunday coming up, Easter, that people this weekend maybe go and check out what they've got and think about it. Talk to their consultants because you can't be too prepared. Look what happened in Baltimore. I didn't even get a chance to talk about Baltimore. I'll do that at 5 o'clock because they now have come out and said, at least the pilot, exactly what I was talking about. He says, they're saying, the pilot association, they gave the order to turn the rudder hard left and they dropped the anchor. I'm not buying that, okay? I'm not buying it. I got to see the data recorder. I got to see what happened. Of course, Lara Logan and others saying it was a cyber attack, but I got to see it because that rudder didn't go over hard left. And I think you can see kind of blurred the anchors out now, but I can't believe they put that anchor out with 3 minutes to go. I just have to see that. And they definitely didn't turn the ship left. No, the ship turned right into the foundational element on the bridge, the two, one on the left and right. It went right for it. That has not been explained. And, of course, they're sitting there now. It's dirty fuel. And it's all this. That's all misdirection play. There's something deeply wrong with what happened in Baltimore. They got to address the issues. And now they're saying, oh, we gave the order. As I told you the other day, he had to put the rudder over hard left. The emergency generator should have come up, put the rudder over hard left, and he should have dropped the anchor. That's what I said, I think, yesterday afternoon. Now the Pilots Association came out and said, well, you know, he did what he could do. He put the rudder over left, and he dropped the anchor. I don't buy that. You got to tell me how you put the rudder over to the left and the ship takes a 15 or 20 degree turn right to the abutment. The one thing that you hit that will take it out. If you just done nothing, it would have drifted underneath the bridge. It looked like the current might have taken it somewhat, but it wouldn't have been a direct hit. He drove it into a direct hit. That vessel went and took a direct hit on that. That they knew structurally, that brings the whole bridge down. They're all in shock about how the whole bridge came down just hitting that part of it. So a lot of unanswered questions. Of course, the first thing you get is you get Andrew McCabe at 7:30 in the morning. There's no terrorism here. Well, hey, I don't know that. You don't know that. Have you got the black box recorder from the deck like you do it on do you say that on an airplane crash in the first when people don't even know it happened at 1:30 in the morning. You got Andrew McCabe, that liar, sitting up there telling you that. And you just step back. Well, hang on for a second. Let's get all the empirical evidence. So make sure you go to My Patriot Supply because, hey, these are turbulent times. But one of the most important harbors we have in the country, I would say in the top two or three, you got San Pedro, you got Charleston, I would say Bayonne, but this thing can do more than what New York Harbor can do. It's like a San Pedro on the East Coast, Baltimore, down. Years to rebuild the bridge. Stavridis, these guys at MSNBC say it's going to be, they 6 months to a year to get the bridge out and to dredge the harbor. So a lot going on there. Mike Lindell, before we punch out today, by the way, Charlie Kirk next, Poso after that. We're back at 5. This 5 o'clock show is going to be insane, as it always is. Mike, deals for the War Room Posse. That's what people want to know about. Holy Week, give us a deal.
Well, I'll give you a deal, Kirk, but I want to say this, Steve. I've been attacked all morning by the press. I just got off the phone with the Associated Press. Mike, you're getting canceled here. You're getting canceled here. Talking about MyPillow getting canceled out again. I said, why aren't you talking about the real news? Our Supreme Court case that's sitting there. I told him to go to LindalePlan.com. And it's like reliving January of 2021 again, where I have to keep steering the media. So, I'll tell you, the I get frustrated, but yet I don't, because my pillow is protected by the War Room Posse. I want, and one of you guys have responded. These we're doing a special. These are the our patriotic pillows. Remember the my pillow, the multi-use pillows we got with God. All things are possible. All these multi-use pillows, they're normally $29.98, two for $25, everybody. We've got, you name it, we've got like over 50 different styles. Where this is exclusive to the War Room Posse with free shipping on your entire order. Remember, you use these, you throw them right in the washer and dryer. I take them everywhere I go. They roll into their own pillowcase. They're so, and the same patented fill. You get home, throw them right in the washer and dryer, but you use them for travel. Use them in your chairs for lumbar support, sitting on. They're the best pillow I've ever had, where I can use it everywhere. And if you take, use that promo code WARROOM, go to mypillow.com. Now, this is exclusive. We still have the bed sheet sale for the War Room Posse. And then we have the $25 extravaganza going on. The six-piece towel sets, $25. All the premium MyPillows, $25. Even the king size, you guys. The slides and sandals that just came in, $25 set. They come with that impact gel that's exclusive to MyPillow. The My Sandals, the most comfortable slides and sandals you'll ever wear. Every product we design, we do it with you in mind. And you guys have helped us so much here at MyPillow. It's been very frustrating this morning dealing with the media again, but you guys give me a piece that my employees are taking care of. Call them at 800-873-1062. It's fine trying to steer this media, I'll tell you. I go, why don't you guys report it?
You're not going to steer them.
They've deemed our elections critical infrastructure, you know.
You're not gonna steal them. They're gonna put you in bankruptcy. That's what they want to do. They want to debank you and all everything like that. This is where you fight back. You can't. MyPillow.com promo code War Room. MyStore.com promo code War Room. 800-873-1062. Mike Lindell, thank you so much, brother. Appreciate it. See you this afternoon.
Thank you,
Mike Lindell. Man, he's under pressure there. The media after him. Shouldn't be shocked. Charlie Kirk is next. Poso's after that. Amanda and. Tara Dahl, the Tara Dahl, later in the day. And of course, War Room back at 5. We've got an explosive show at 5 o'clock, so make sure you're here for the start. You're not going to miss it. Epic Times, Darren Beatty, maybe a couple of three surprises. See you then. Tax Network USA is pure War Room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers, and you don't. You'll pay up, plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on. Grind you for all your back taxes plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000.
That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse. That's code War Room at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.